Welcome to Learning Radio Podcasts. We are talking about assessment in a job interview. A job interview is a crucial thing, whether it happens online or it is an offline thing, whether it is an internship interview or it is your admission to a college or a university. You are going to be analyzed for being your own self, and you're going to put certain claims in the resume. And these claims are going to be verified, these claims are going to be evaluated and assessed in the interview, which is also known as personal interviews, the PIEs. Be it your MBA or your any kind of selection meeting with anyone, you need to defend your profile. So that is what we know as a job interview selection. So the assessment factors we are sharing with you in this podcast. The first segment that we are sharing with you is called personality. You know what a personality is. Some people define it technically as a conceptual definition. We would know that personality is known as a mask that we wear. But this mask has to be understood. This mask has to be curated and created by all of us. So personality is your persona, your presence, your professional qualifications. That is the second thing related to the position for which you have applied. So you have the chances in which they will ask you certain questions which are related to your professional qualifications according to the position for which you have applied. So personality, professional qualification, these are two things. The third thing that we believe they would ask you question on is your conceptual knowledge. Conceptual knowledge means the subjects that you have claimed in your degrees, or the skills that you have said, or the things that are related to that particular position for which you have applied. So according to the applied job, you need to prepare certain things. You need to know them. You need to refresh your learning, your knowledge. The concepts are required to be known to you. The fourth thing, which is quite significant, is called job knowledge. Means if you're giving an interview, take it through a very simple example. If you have applied for the post of a driver, a chauffeur that way, so you are being asked things, what exactly is the function of that person who is going to be hired. If I say that you are going to be interviewed as a teacher for the post of a teacher, and the job knowledge means you know what a teacher does, you know what a driver does, you know what a doctor does, so that way you need to know about the things which are being done in that particular job for which you have applied. So personality, professional qualification, conceptual knowledge, job knowledge. So these are four things, initial four things, which are going to matter a lot. Human skills means your interpersonal, your communication skills, your soft skills will also matter a lot in the assessment factors, and you will be getting assessment points in it. Your experience related to the position is also required to be kept organized for your speech, and you need to speak about it in the job interview. You will get some rating, some assessment point for your experience sharing as well. Communication. What is communication? Communication is what communication does. Like you send a message to the other person and the person understands it. So how do they define it? They say that communication is the transfer of information from a person who is a sender, and then it goes to the receiver and gets you the required feedback. So that way they will give you a rating on how you are going to put forward your messages, your information, and how they are able to understand it, and how you strengthen that transmission which is happening between you and them. So to repeat it for you to remember: personality, professional qualification related to your position applied, conceptual knowledge, job knowledge, human skills, experience related to the position, communication, computer skills. You need to be tech savvy, you need to be computer savvy, not just Microsoft Word or surfing on the web. You need to know some softwares as well, even if that job doesn't require it directly, but it puts a good impression on them. They may give you good rating, good marks. Self-confidence, not confidence, self-confidence. Now what is self? Self means if you have talked about something, that you have been a public speaker, or you have been some topper or a good ranker in your schools or colleges, or you have done a particular thing in computers, or you have that human skill, or this is an attribute to your personality, that those things or that thing has to be said with the confidence which is evident in the documents as well, which is evident in you as well. Like if you say that you're a public speaker or you're a problem solver, like you have got critical skills, you say, those critical thinking problem solving skills, and they give you a question to solve, to resolve. A problem is being given to you, a hypothetical problem is given to you, and you're not able to handle it properly, and then, but you have stated critical thinking as your strength. It means it is going to falsify, it is going to, say, hurt that claim that you have made. So self-confidence is not just about speaking loud, it is not just about keeping the fluency. Self-confidence is, you need to be firm, but you need to be cool. Another thing which also gives you some marks in assessment point, which is not applicable to the freshers though, but applicable to everyone who's switching jobs, is called job stability. Means they will look at your resume, they will ask you some questions about it, if it is about switching jobs from one job to another job, whether you have got job stability or not, they will give you some rating. But this does not like matter to the freshers, because that is going to be their first job. So personality, professional qualification, conceptual knowledge, job knowledge, your communication skills, your computer skills, your self-confidence, your experience, all these things are going to matter a lot. Job stability is there. There are two more segments which are abstract though, and directly related to your personal personality, personality attributes. Maturity is not the number of years you have been on this planet Earth. It is not your age. Maturity is a stability. Maturity is the temperament that you have. Maturity is the way you deal with the things. So maturity will be something which is your point of view, which is your bend of mind. So be alert about it. Don't try to jump into certain temptations. If they ask you to give judgments about certain topics, and then you are very, very fast and very quick in giving a judgment, and then you realize that you should not have said that. So keeping a check on your tongue, keeping a check on your mind, keeping a check on your words, that is representative of your maturity. The last thing which will be analyzed according to us in this assessment sheet that we are presenting to you in this podcast, attitude, the way you deal with things. Maturity is about your answers, but attitude is about what approach you have. What point of view you are presenting to them, what kind of eye you have to look at things. So these are certain, you say, points on which you can score something. These are assessment factors, and you might give yourself rating from 1 to 10 on this thing. So on this rating scale, you can give points to yourself, and that way you can prepare well, like personality, professional qualification related to the position for which the job interview is being taken, conceptual knowledge, job knowledge, your human skills or soft skills, your experience, whether you have got appropriate, impressive experience related to the claimed job for which you are appearing for the interview or not, communication skills, computer skills, self-confidence, job stability, maturity, attitude, all these are the assessment factors. And these assessment factors will matter when you have prepared according to them, and this will impress the interviewer as well. So wish you best of luck. All the best, and we hope that you will do well in the job interviews whenever and wherever you are going to face them. Thank you very much.